Hello, everyone.
Hey, yo.
Welcome back to Scattering Flowers with Elise
and Miles,
a podcast where you read the daily gospels
and the saint of the day.
Let's get started. Today is Friday, October 24th, and the gospel reading is Luke 12, 54 through 59, and the scripture to reflect on is Luke 12, 57. And why do you not judge for yourselves what is right? You know how to do a lot of things. You can probably walk, talk, eat an apple, and you can do whatever hobby you like to do. As basic as these things are, you weren't born knowing how to do them. You had to learn and practice how to do them. One of the most basic things Christians learn is how to see Jesus in others. Of course, we can practice by sharing, by forgiving, and by loving your neighbor. But to really see Jesus, we need to open our hearts to God's love.
Today's saint of the day, Saint Anthony Mary Claret. She was born 1807 and died 1870. She's the patron saint of Catholic press. Anthony's life was an incredible journey marked by his great apostolic zeal and devotion to Mary. Born in the village of Salent in the northwest Spain, he worked as a weaver from the age of 12. Anthony wanted to be a Jesuit, but ill health prevented him, so he was ordained a scapular priest in 1835. He was sent to Catalonia and the Canary Islands as an apostolic missionary. He was such an eloquent preacher that great crowds came to hear him. In 1849, Anthony founded a religious order of priests. Shortly after, he was sent to Cuba as an archbishop of Santiago. He pursued social justice, found trade schools and credit unions, and helped families establish farms. This stirred up opposition, and Anthony survived several assassination attempts. Despite all this, he pressed on. In 1857, he was called back to Spain to serve as a confessor from Queen Isabella II. He also attended the First Vatican Council just days after the council was adjourned. Anthony died in a Christian monastery in southern France.
The disciples couldn't tell what Jesus was saying. God was moving among them in a special way. Jesus promised that he would be with us always in the Eucharist, in his word, and in the silence of our hearts. He is all around us. All we need is ears to hear and our hearts to listen.
St. Anthony was a great preacher. He also understood the power of the press to preach the gospel. He founded a Catholic publishing house in Spain and wrote over 200 books and pamphlets. His energy was endless, as was his desire for people to hear the truth about Jesus and his promises about forever.
Let's pray.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Dear God, please give us wisdom from you to give us hope to see all your signs of your amazing love.
Help us to understand your promises about eternity. Help me to understand them too. St. Anthony of Mary Carlet, pray for us.
Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week, scattering more flowers. See ya!